and welcome to EQ Above IQ, Parenting with Emotional Intelligence and Healing the Inner Child. I'm Trina Casey and I'm your host. Thank you again for joining me today. I'm doing my best here to get these episodes up as soon as possible. But as I told you before, thank you, my listeners, for having patience with me as I let spirit hit me and I speak on what is truly resonating with me at the moment. As an emotional intelligence and a cognitive behavioral therapy life coach, I always encourage all of my clients to sit with their emotions, sit with what is uplifting them just as much as what is bothering them. There is a sacredness in stillness, and sometimes it is best to be still. I've tried to record this episode a couple of times, and it's so interesting. You probably won't hear it because I edited it out, but I was sneezing like crazy and I almost said, oh, no, this is not the time. But I'm sneezing, not because of a cold, but because I have an allergy to sugar. I have had an allergy to sugar for quite a couple of years now, and I'm recognizing, no matter how many times I try to push the envelope, because I love chocolate cake, I can't do it. I just can't. And so that's a hard transition. And that's one of the things I like to share with my clients and with my audience here. Nobody is perfect. And there are all these programs that we have been subjected to that make us want to do things, eat things, and behave in a certain way, even if it's detrimental to us. You see how that works? But as we slowly recognize, eventually it'll get through. We all, from time to time, will try to test the waters like I just did. I will be honest, I haven't had sugar in months. I mean, it's been about a good 2 months, I think. I had to think about that. Yeah. And it's not all sugar. It's a particular kind of sugar, refined white sugar. It does not sit with me. And even raw sugar, large amounts. But yesterday I had a slice of chocolate cake that I made for my son's 13th birthday party. Yes, my baby's 13 now, teenager, I can't believe it. And I had a small scoop of vanilla ice cream with it because I really love the chocolate cakes that I make. Yes, I'm tooting my own horn. I make the most moist, delicious chocolate cake from scratch, and it's all natural, and even the sugar is natural because I use dark sugar, but too much of a good thing. My point is that we all slip up and we all have to pay for the consequences of it. And my consequence right now has been a drippy, runny, stuffy, sneezing, eye-watering mess. So you're wondering, why would you record that in this condition? And I said, because I felt there was a lesson here. Anyways, I'm coming out here today because there's been a lot happening. My son asked me about something that he saw on the internet. Aaron Bushnell. Yeah, he heard about that. I don't think anybody has not heard about it, how he martyred himself in front of the Israeli consulate. And wow, if anything, my first response was, oh, but he was in our Air Force. Why didn't he just spy? Yeah, I've had that thought. Why take it down from the inside? I mean, that's what Israel's been doing to the United States, in my opinion. Take it down from the inside. But he was a young guy, 25 years old, and I saw his profile on LinkedIn, and he just looked like he was a really sweet-spirited guy. I'm disappointed that his life is gone, but there are some of us that are so sensitive. I'm one of those people that all of these things happening are just overwhelming and we just don't want to deal with it anymore. I had a conversation about it and the question came up, but isn't suicide a sin? Very interesting, right? As you all know, I am not a religious person. I have studied a lot of the theology and doctrines to know and try to understand the psychopathy behind it. Yes, there's been studies, case studies that show fundamentalist minds, people who are extremists, have lesions on their brain, on the prefrontal cortex, that stop them from using logic and reason. How those get there? Multiple things, but it's very interesting how it was consistent across the board for political fundamentalism and religious fundamentalism of these lesions. And I will see if I can find that study. I am reading like voraciously all the time these type of studies, not because I plan to apply them that much, but sometimes it's just I'm nerdy curiosity. But I believe having a polymathic mind, collecting information, connecting the dots, you never know where it's going to come from. But reading that made me understand a lot of the people who follow certain political party groups such as Trump. It also made me understand the lack of emotional intelligence for narcissists. There's so much because if you have something going on with your brain, well, you're going to have a hard time reasoning, okay? And what I've heard, or what I've seen most of the last 5 years, and longer, of course, that there's a cognitive dissonance in people who are extremely religious and extremely political, and there's no getting through. So that makes me go, Yeah, it really does. Fundamentalism has not done anything positive. I'm reading a book called The Myth of Race. I may have mentioned that in the last episode, maybe not. I'm on the social media realms right now, so I don't remember who I said what to sometimes. I let the download come and I deal with it. And basically, it explains a lot, these lesions on the brain, but also, do the lesions just appear from the fundamentalism? Are we causing it by having extreme views, by lacking flexibility, or to have the ability to have healthy and respectful debate? Where is this all coming from, right? I'm going to say with my mind, body, spirit work that I do, it's all connected. We have been slowly poisoned for some centuries now. I'm laughing because if I don't laugh, I'll cry. And so these poisonings, whether lead, copper, or plastic, has done horrible things with our brains. Even this last vaccine round that they did, a wide study has been done, and the hegemonic media spin on it is just laughable. I love the use of the words that they said. A slight increase in brain dysfunction and nervous system, your endocrine system, just slight. Sorry. Anything that helps me live and it's compromised because of something you forced people to do, there's no slight. And there have been cover up after cover up after cover up. And I'm not going to get in a big vax thing, but I wish people would have been able to get along and sit logically in this rather than steeping in themselves in fear. Because I know a lot of people who have gotten extremely sick and I don't see them getting any better. But what can you do except for try to get them to up their glutathione? Because, man, we are exposed to toxins, so many toxins every day externally, and we internalize them. And the socioeconomical system that we are in right now makes processed food the most affordable food for most people. And then the lack of education around that is rampant. One of the things that's really vital in my coaching practice is that I help guide people to nutritional health as well. So I'm not a nutritionist, but I study a lot about nutrition. I always tell them to work with their doctor and get a dietitian, not just keep themselves on medicines that we don't know the long-term effects of. And, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, neuropathy are the big ones that I deal with my clients. So diet and exercise are a part of the mind-body-spirit alignment. So I'm hoping that one day the mainstream medical industry will start to admit that this has been a purposeful manipulation into being on drugs to be guinea pigs. I see it, and we have a long, long history of it in the United States, where they throw something out and then go, oops, and then we fall back to sleep and we forget. There was a drug for women. God, what was the name of it? It came out in the 1950s that, you know, rendered people sterile and killed people. It was horrible. Another thing I'll look up and put in the notes. I'm just speaking with spirit. I don't prepare these podcasts. Episodes, by the way. I really don't. I kind of refuse to. There was a OCD part of me that always wanted to have notes and all that stuff. And I just feel like an authentic conversation with you guys is usually the best way to go. I wish I could talk to you and see you. But if you haven't checked out my lives on LinkedIn, Beyond Hegemony, please go check that out. I have two co-hosts there that we discuss hegemony and what it looks like beyond hegemony and our dreams and our manifestations of what the future can look like without this geopolitical military complex crap that we absolutely don't need. We don't need it. But back to Aaron Bushnell, my son was asking about it, and I just explained that, you know, some people, when they really believe in something, they will do stuff like this. And then about the sin part. And I don't know where he got that from. We don't discuss religion. Maybe it was from a classmate or something like that. But basically, I've had this theory around this for quite a while. And because I work in spirit as well, I've always been curious about this. And as being a Buddhist for 27 years now, almost, I don't really believe in death. I believe that we come here, we have a mission or we have a purpose, and then we go through that experience and we're like little tendrils in a greater consciousness, kind of like getting data, exchanging information and giving and receiving. And the goal of the giving and the receiving is to elevate our consciousness to a higher level. And I told him, I don't think that suicide is a sin. I think that it will hurt people that love you, but I think it was made a sin in order to stop that escape from this dimension. And whatever it is feeding off of all this negativity, because we sure do have a lot of it, doesn't want you to want everybody to check out. That would stop everything, right? The labor, the slavery, the suffering, whatever the long-term goals of it, mass suicide would stop all that really quick, but so would mass unity. The realization that we are one of the many and they are the few. You know, it's literally 1% of the population is ruling the world, and we are 99. And so by using effective methods like boycotting, don't buy Kellogg's. I heard about this one. They're going to be raising the price with their BHT Frosted Flakes. That's another thing. I went to the grocery store and I'm looking through every label like I usually do. And I don't buy prepackaged, but I saw them literally try to put this preservative in mayonnaise under a slightly different name. I was like, what is TBHQ? Oh my goodness. Can we just stop with this mess? Can we just really stop poisoning people? Stop poisoning people so we can evolve as a species naturally the way we're supposed to. This tinkering and tanking and I don't know, and profiting, you know, they say it's for profit, but it's the most unintelligent profiting I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand why any higher level conscious being would purposely kill off the population that could collectively push us all forward, including itself. You know, there's all these theories I've seen about there being, you know, reptilian, like people feeding off of her energy, and like it's like a high, and you know, sacrifices and all kinds of stuff, and colostrum from the brain traveling up and down the spinal cord. This is, some of these things are facts, by scientific facts, by the way. But it's just, what's the best way I'm trying to say that? I feel like we're just so archaic. Like there's this part of me in my higher consciousness that knows that we have devolved as a species. We have devolved. And maybe that's connected to the flood theory, and maybe that's connected to Thoth and a lot of things. I study a lot. I could go on an episode, an hour episode on all those topics. But the point is this: as a collective consciousness, as a unified species, we evolve to a higher vibration. And that's what I want for my kid. I don't know about you. I don't know how we're sitting here as you're listening to this and being so complicit about what's happening in Palestine, the history of this region, and what the powers over there, who I will not name in this episode just because they own the media, are just horrible. What is the point of it? Profit, land, real estate, power? We're powerless. Yeah, we're powerless because we're stupid. And a young man, 25 years old, not the demographic I would expect, did something that was brave. And other people will say it was weak. I think personally, I would probably done some inside work. You know, you were active military. He was an active military, soldier. Sorry. Anyways, I'm just coming on here to pay my respects to that act that a lot of us feel like doing. We're doing it. We're screaming outside. I'm working with a lot of people who are actively protesting almost every day, who are out in the streets, who are, you know, doing things that I wish I could do more of, to tell you the truth. So I use my voice, I use my platform, because I'm not going to be PC or whatever that means, politically correct. That's another hegemonic BS. And another one is not talking about religion, not talking about politics. How do you learn from each other if you don't talk? How do you gain wisdom? How do you think critically? It's just control. And I'm not about that. So I do thank you for taking time out of your day. And I thank all you listeners. I'm just overwhelmed that so many of you are coming back and listening to my podcast. Of course, there's several suggestions that people have made. Why don't you do Patreon? Why don't you do that? Because it's not about profit for me. You can donate. You can support this podcast with the link in my bio. You can go purchase one of the books from thisreallifebooks.com. You can sign up for my coaching services, but I want there to be an exchange. I want there to be a bartering. I want you to get something out of it, out of giving me that money and that donation. And if you really do appreciate this podcast and what I'm doing to create a platform for change and to create a place where parents, your inner child, all of that can heal, please donate. And that's it, folks. That's all she wrote. And actually, I'm going to go write. I have a book coming out that I've been working on for a couple of years now. I get in where I fit in, but I feel like it's almost done, and it's going to be sort of a sci-fi dreaming experience that I've been living in my head since I was 5 years old. And I've finally accumulated the right bits of knowledge and paths in life to finally put it down on paper in a way that I feel is cohesive and beneficial to the collective. So I hope you all have a beautiful and blessed day, and thank you for listening.